Title: Blue and Amen Style Drop for Timeless Roller Momentum in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build the kind of Amen-driven drop that feels like it locks in and never lets go. You know the situation, the Amen is chopped perfectly, the bass is nasty, the mix is technically fine, and still, when the drop hits, it somehow doesn't land. That missing ingredient is glue. Shared movement, shared space, shared timing. And in this lesson, we're going to use vocals as the conductor that forces everything to move like one machine. We're working advanced, inside Ableton Live 12, stock devices. The goal is a 16 to 32 bar drop, where the vocal doesn't sit on top of the brick like a sticker. It sits inside it. It breathes with it. The Amen stays crisp and driving, the bass stays heavy, and the whole drop has that timeless roller momentum. First, session prep. Keep this fast, but don't skip it. Set your tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. 4-4. Then make four key groups or lanes in your set. A breaks group, a bass group, a vocals group, and one audio track that acts like a bus called drop bus. Here's the routing that makes the rest of this work cleanly. Set your breaks group output to drop bus, your bass group output to drop bus, and your vocals group output to drop bus. Then drop bus goes to the master. This is important because later, the drop bus is your single glue point. You'll be able to make the entire drop feel like one record, without crushing each element individually. Now step 1. Build the Amen foundation. Momentum first. Load your Amen loop, or your chopped rack. If you want that classic roller feel, you're listening for consistent ghost energy and a stable transient hierarchy. In other words, the little bits have to keep moving, but the main hits still have a clear order of importance. On the Amen track, start with a Q8. Roll off the sub-rumble with a high pass around 30 to 40 Hz, fairly steep. If the break feels boxy, dip 250 to 400 Hz by 1 to 3 dB. And if it's dull, a gentle shelf around 7 to 10k, just 1 to 2 dB. Then add drum bus. Don't go crazy. Drive around 5 to 12%. Crunch maybe 0 to 10%. Small amounts only. Boom is optional, and only if your kick and sub aren't already doing that job. If you do use boom, tune it around 45 to 60 Hz and keep it subtle. Then transient control. Plus 5 to plus 15 is common for that crisp, motor-like edge. Damp if it's getting harsh, often 5 to 20%. Next, add saturator in soft clip mode. Drive maybe 1.5 to 4.5 dB and trim the output so you're not just getting fooled by loudness. That's a big teacher tip. Every time you add saturation or compression, output match it. If you always make it louder, you'll always think it's better. Then add glue compressor on the MN, but light. Attack about 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The goal is forward and stable, not smashed. At this point, solo the break and ask, does it feel like an engine? Does it keep pulling you forward even when nothing else is playing? If yes, we're ready. Step 2. Prep the vocal as a rhythmic element, not a top line. Pick a phrase with consonants that interlock with the Amen. T, K, P, S sounds. Those are the drum sounds inside language. And here's an advanced trick before any plugins. Treat the vocal like percussion with meaning. Zoom in and identify which consonants are your groove anchors, usually the first hard hit of the phrase. Clip gain those consonant hits up 1 to 3 dB, and maybe pull the rest of the syllable down slightly. That gives you articulation that sits inside the break without relying on aggressive compression. Now your vocal chain. Start with a gate to clean gaps and room tone. Set the threshold so tails close between phrases. Keep the release short, but natural, around 30 to 120 milliseconds. You're not trying to chop words, you're just stopping the space from building up. Then EQ8. High pass somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz depending on the voice. If it's pokey or aggressive, notch 2.5 to 4.5k by a couple dB. If sibilance is a problem, you can gently reduce 6 to 9k, but don't dull the whole thing. Then a compressor for leveling before character. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on loud parts. We're controlling it so the next stages behave. Then saturator. Analog clip or soft clip, drive 2 to 6 dB. Dry slash wet somewhere between 30 and 70% depending on how aggressive you want it. The point is density, not destruction. You want the vocal to feel solid enough that when we glue it to the break, it moves with confidence instead of flapping around. Step 3, the secret glue. Sidechain the vocal to the Amen, subtly. A lot of people sidechain vocals only to the kick. In an Amen-driven roller, The break is the groove authority, so we're going to make the vocal respect the break transients, especially the snare. Add another compressor after the saturator on the vocal. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to the amen track, or the whole breaks group if you want broader movement. Attack fast, around 0.3 to 2 milliseconds. Release 40 to 90 milliseconds, ratio 2 to 1. Then bring the threshold down until you see 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the main hits. And I want you to listen for the feeling, not the meter. The feeling is, the vocal is still clear, but it politely steps back on snare and kick moments, so the break feels like it's wrapping around the vocal instead of fighting it. Now, sidechain shape matters more than amount. If you're only doing 2 dB, but it still sounds like the vocal is getting shoved around, your release time is wrong. At 174 BPM, try about 55 to 70 milliseconds for a tighter, chatty inside the drums sound, or 90 to 120 milliseconds for smoother embedding. Dial release first, then set threshold. Optional advanced move. Shoot two side chains. One keyed only from the snare channel for a stronger dip, and a second keyed from the full break for a lighter dip. Or go frequency conscious with multiband dynamics, so mostly the mid-band ducks, like 250 Hz to 4K, while the high band stays more intelligible. Step 4. Create vocal momentum with call and response micro edits. Rollers don't like a long, static vocal. They like punctuation. Think like a drummer. You're placing hits, not rating paragraphs. Duplicate your phrase and make 2 to 4 variations. One short chop, like an eighth note or quarter note. A reverse lead-in, reversed with a fade that pulls into the bar line. A stutter, repeating a 16th or 8th around a fill. And a one-word hook that happens at bar 4 or bar 8 transitions. Use warp markers for micro-timing, consolidate to keep edits clean, and use fade handles to avoid clicks. Here's a big pocket tip. Nudge some vocal chops late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. That behind the beat drag can make the break feel like it's rolling harder. But keep key announcement words more on grid if you want them to punch. And before you over-edit individual chops, do a macro pocket check. Loop 2 bars of your drop, and use track delay on the entire vocal track. Move it earlier or later in 5 millisecond increments. There's usually a moment where it suddenly locks. When it locks, stop. That's your pocket. Step 5. Build a vocal effects return system, because shared space is glue. Make 3 return tracks. Return A is a short room, hybrid reverb, room or studio style. Decay 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. High pass the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 7 to 10k. This isn't a big reverb effect. It's the acoustic air that tells the ear all these elements live in the same place. Return bead is a tempo slap. Ableton delay set to 1/8 or 1/16. Feedback 10 to 25%. Filter it. High pass around 200 Hz. Low pass 6 to 8k. Then put a saturator after the delay. Drive 1 to 3 dB to thicken the repeats without increasing volume too much. Return C is your filtered throw for hype moments. Delay at 1/4 or dotted eighth if you want jungle bounce. Feedback 25 to 45%. Then auto filter, band pass or low pass, and automate the cutoff on throw moments. After that, a short to medium hybrid reverb so the throw feels like it launches out and away. On the main vocal, keep sends modest. Room around minus 18 to minus 10 dB. Slap around minus 20 to minus 12, and throws should be automated from basically off to maybe minus 8 dB only on keywords. Teacher note, if you want a really clean roller, sidechain the FX returns too. Put a compressor on return B and return C keyed from the break, so the delays don't smear the snare. Also, do a quick glue audit using Live 12 mixer and device view. Solo the drop bus and toggle all sends off for 5 seconds, then back on. If the drop gets wider and cleaner but loses forward motion, your returns are too long or too bright. If nothing changes, your shared space might be too subtle. You're aiming for that sweet spot, where returns add cohesion and movement without blurring the transient grid. Step 6. Process the drop bus. This is where the whole drop becomes one machine. On the drop bus, start with EQ8 for cleanup only. High pass around 20 to 30 Hz. Maybe a tiny dip if there's a resonance. Don't do major sculpting here. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on average during the drop. Soft clip on if your peaks are spiky. Then saturator in soft clip mode. Drive 0.5 to 2 dB. Subtle. This is tape-ish cohesion, not distortion. Then a limiter only for safety while you're producing. Ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. You should barely touch it. If you're slamming it, fix the balance upstream. If you want a touch more forward roll without more loudness, you can add drum bus very lightly on the drop bus. Drive 2 to 5%, transients plus 3 to plus 8, crunch 0 to 5. Again, light. Step 7. Arrangement. Make the drop feel inevitable. A timeless roller earns its impact with microtension. Here's a simple pre-drop structure you can use. In the first four bars before the drop, tease the vocal phrase with a high-pass filter and that short room reverb. Bars 5 to 7 introduce Amen Ghost Hats filtered high, like 2K to 6K only, so the ear starts anticipating the break energy without giving it away. Then the last beat before the drop. Hard mute the vocal. No tail. Let it vanish. Add a reverse vocal swell into the one. Optional. A tiny tape stop vibe using repitch warp automation, but keep it tasteful. Then the drop. Think 16 bars with a momentum ladder, so it doesn't plateau. Bars 1 to 4. Full amen. Main vocal hook. Simple. Let it establish. Bars 5 to 8. Add one extra vocal chop as call and response. Bars 9 to 12. Variation. Remove the first kick hit once, or swap an amen fill, so the ear re-engages. Bars 13 to 16. Do a vocal throw and an amen fill that points into the next phrase.